Greetings, everyone. My name is Adri Kole. As Brother Stamari said, I work in standard system education. I'm a modern foreign language teacher. I was raised in Spain. I was from Spain, and I came to this country just with the idea of improving my English. And then from then on, I said, I want to grow more. I started attending Black events, and I heard a lot of public speakers and leaders speaking in the community about doing for self and taking the lead in what education is about. So I decided to set up a supplementary school called ATL. We started with some funding last year, and through that funding, we managed to introduce Brother Stamari and his approach to the wider community. And it was a well-attended event where we had a lot of positive feedback from parents and children alike. And since then, we've been trying to introduce other, not grow in terms of introducing more culture into our supplementary school, which I think a structure is needed so we can have a platform or template to work from and to translate it to other teaching styles and schooling. I think would be very positive and definitely very empowering for the children.
Well, absolutely excellent. Before you go on, Ernie, I just wanted to say that, you know, your curriculum and the points that you've touched on, what makes it stand out from a regular national curriculum is it's far more stimulative in terms of growing neuronal development, because it creates a balance. It's not just all linear, it's not just all logic. You've tied it in so that you've got the right hemispheres being stimulated.
That's
as
right.
Well. Absolutely awesome.
That's right.
Yeah. The question I would ask to you is your school limited just to people of colour, or is it, can anybody come and learn?
It's limited in no way. There are no limits. When we go into standard system schools, we go into primary schools nationwide, we're teaching children of all heritage, all background. They're always benefiting. When you go to the Unified Knowledge website, there's a section that says learners and families. And if you go into that, you'll hear community reasoning, testimonials like this, and more resources there. But if you go into schools and educators, you'll see what a school would go in and see. And they will hear testimonials from teachers, from regular students in standard system schools, how well they enjoy it, how inspiring it is like this. In our practice centres, we also have a diversity. Some people, it's interesting you mentioned that, because we sit under the culture of Pan-Africa and Kemetic for the classic reference, some people think that Pan-Africa means that it's an African-only schooling. We have people of different backgrounds who come to our centre to learn with their children. And they find it very uplifting.
That's
because the whole thing, it transcends. It's a universal reason.
Exactly. That's what I want to.
That's it. It transcends in that way. And for those who think that's wrong, I would invite you to explore it a bit more deeper and come and reason it through. Yeah.
Thank you.
Shima, what would you be doing from now on the ATL supplementary school is to incorporate what we've learned through the course, especially the binary code. How can we change words into rhythm, to music, into patterns with the drum? That's something that is very interesting. And I really enjoy the course a lot. And the reason that I enjoyed the course was because I was looking for more creative ways of how to engage people with the learning, especially children dealing with maths. I was finding it very hard to teach easy concepts to children, like number, how the number system works. And I find it a bit challenging when trying to, how do you say, how do I put this? Working in a standard system, as I do, in setting up the supplementary school as we've done, it's a big challenge to balance both. you have children coming into standard education, into supplementary education, and that sometimes they find hard to adjust. They probably come up with already standard answers for questions where you have to be more you as opposed to everybody else. And so that's why with ATM to incorporate, get rid of that mechanic way of answering, mechanic way of being and thinking.
Yeah, we've been talking about that on today's program in terms of deprogramming and reprogramming and cultivating that knowledge of self. And it is a process. It is a process. I found that very, very interesting, learning mathematics through dance. And many of our children, many ones, are fearful of mathematics. And, you know, if it can be taught in a way where it's more fun and you know, it's easier to embrace and full joy, you know, but the structures are, it's just memorize. It's not, they're not taught about the mathematics that dwells within, you know, so I hear you quite clearly, but I'm very sure that your creative juices will flow.
Yeah,
and more ideas will come through.
And also, when you talk about fear in children, the same fear that the children have is the fear that is being passed down from the parents. Most parents are fearful of math themselves, and they are not familiar how they are being taught math in schools. And there's a bit of, there's no liaison or engagement for between standard schooling and their parents. So there's no communication, so with elementary schools it's easier because you have the parents picking up their children, you can have a chat with their parents and feedback on how the child has been of the day. In standard school, with so many children in the school, there's no way a teacher can feedback on every single child to every single parent that asks. So that is something that
is beneficial.
Yeah.